USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The government's April job report is almost as grim as many were expecting, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%. The job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of people dying from the coronavirus in Ohio's nursing homes continues to increase at an alarming pace. Close to 500 residents of long-term care centers have died of COVID-19 in the past 3 weeks, according to data released by the state. That's nearly double the total reported for the previous 2 weeks. The increase in deaths could be attributed to a significant jump or a backlog of cases being added over the past week. Since mid-April, more than 4,300 nursing home residents and staff members have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Add the Miss America pageant to the list of events canceled this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Miss America organization announced that a competition will not be held this year. The pageant will resume next year, which will be its 100th anniversary. The most recent Miss America, Camille Schrier of Virginia, was crowned in December. A location for the 2020 pageant had not yet been announced. Its longtime home had been Atlantic City, aside from brief detours to Las Vegas. Turkey reported 48 new deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, the lowest number of daily fatalities in that country in more than a month. The country's death toll now stands at 3,689. The health minister announced 1,848 more confirmed cases, bringing the total number of infections to 135,569, with at least 86,396 patients have recovered. Another victim to coronavirus, Sweet Tomatoes, also known as Soup Plantation, is closing all of its restaurants permanently, according to the San Diego Tribune. The self-service eatery will close all 97 restaurants around the U.S. San Diego-based Garden Fresh Restaurants, which owns Sweet Tomatoes, has been trying to salvage their operations, but the pandemic took its toll on the buffet-style eatery as the FDA put out recommendations to discontinue this style of serving. Sweet Tomatoes opened its first store in Florida in 1990. This is USA Radio News.